is Discover Your Past, your podcast about the history of Quebec's Eastern Townships, its peoples, politics, and economy. My name is Jacqueline Collar, and today we will talk about concessions and land speculation. Four years after the Constitutional Act, only one township had been ceded. Legislative Councillor Thomas Dunn had obtained the rights to the township of Dunham. Because of the administrative burden related to obtaining a township, prior to 1818, only high-ranking officials and members of the Legislative and Executive Council could obtain lands. These townships would be destined for land speculation rather than for clearing. William Bowman Felton was one of the men who received a township as a gift. Contrary to others to whom lands were ceded, Felton was one of the few to have actually set foot on his township. William Bowman Felton. Several plots of land were given to the British officers and soldiers who had fought in the Napoleonic Wars and in the War of 1812. The best example is that of William Bowman Felton, a British naval officer who received in 1815 a land concession in the townships of Ascot and Orford. Felton had great plans to develop the region. Contrary to other speculators, he had his land cleared and set up residence. In 1823, he was elected to the Legislative Council. His actions were profitable for the Sherbrooke region. This developer was a leading figure in the Family Compact. The Family Compact was the informal name given to the rich, conservative, upper Canadian elite at the turn of the 19th century. This elite governed the colony before the election of a responsible government. As a member of the Legislative Council, Felton proposed several legislative bills that responded to local demands and that favored the development of the city of Sherbrooke. In 1823, he succeeded in passing a law that created the Judicial District of St. Francis, and another in 1829 that led to the creation of regional counties. Felton and his friends, dubbed the Felton Clan, wished to Britishize the eastern townships. To do so, they maintained political, legal, and administrative control of the region. However, political controversies would lead to Felton's disgrace. He was eventually removed from office, and his lands were claimed anew by the Crown. Did you know? Loyalist Gilbert Hyatt and Ascot Township. The Hyatt family came to the United States from England in the mid-17th century. With the onset of the American Revolution, Abraham Hyatt and his family, then living in Schenectady, New York, supported the Loyalist side. In show of this support, he and his two sons, Gilbert and Cornelius, enlisted with the King's Loyal Americans. As with many Americans, the Hyatt's decision to remain loyal to the British Crown made them the target of persecution, ridicule, and susceptible to the seizure of land and business. Around the late 1770s, Abraham Hyatt, his wife, and his 10 children, which included Gilbert, Cornelius, Abraham, Jacob, Charles, Isaac, Joseph, Anna, Mary, and Miriam, took refuge in the province of Quebec. After a proclamation permitting the colonization of the eastern townships, Gilbert Hyatt and 204 associates requested the township of Ascot. In 1792, having obtained authorization to survey the township, Gilbert and many members of his family settled in. It was not until 1803, however, that he and 30 associates received the letters patent for the land. After close to a decade of delays and anticipation, many of the original petitioners were disqualified and still others received less than the usual 1,200 acres. Receiving less than he had anticipated, Gilbert Hyatt found himself at a financial loss after having personally funded the surveying of the township and his settlement, along with the settlement of other families in Ascot. Gilbert Hyatt recognized the value of the topography of the area and established a grist mill at the confluence of the Magog and St. Francis rivers. Additionally, Gilbert Hyatt held a number of public offices. He was appointed as Justice of the Peace in 1806 and as Commissioner to administer the Oath of Allegiance to applicants for land in the Township of Ayscot in 1808. He died in Sherbrooke on September 17, 1823, at the age of 62. Join us next time when we talk about a choice, Loyalists or Yankees?
Discover Your Past is produced by the Eastern Townships Resource Center and Toast Radio, the student radio station at Bishop's University. The podcast has been made possible through funding from the Quebec government's Secretariat for Relations with English-Speaking Quebecers.